Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I'll give you a chance to find that there. I want to share a couple thoughts with you tonight. I want to read a passage of scripture that is perhaps somewhat familiar. We won't read all of it. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. If you're not sure where Ecclesiastes is, then find Psalms and Proverbs and you'll find it. It's right after it. Are you there? Boy, we're struggling, aren't we? Man. Well, I guess y'all don't read that book very often. If you were in the service on Sunday morning I preached a message entitled, God's Presence Are Always Best. Less than 24 hours later, I was in a head-on collision by a man driving the wrong way on the interstate. Some of you may have heard, may or not have heard. Was that chance? Was it fate? Some people said we were quite lucky. Was it the grace of God? Were we blessed? There's a lot of answers to all of those. Sometimes we ask the question, why would God allow different things like that in our life? And I want to take a minute tonight and from this passage of Scripture just try to share with you some things the Lord's put on my heart. I think sometimes we make the statement, everything happens for a reason. I know what we mean by that, but I don't know if we carefully and clearly apply the fact that God cares for us and God controls all parts of His creation. We call that the providence of God. Amen. And we believe in that. Amen. But sometimes, in your life and in my life, God calls on us to trust in Him when there's trouble. And He calls on us to find comfort when we have concern. And so I want to just share with you a couple of thoughts that I've entitled, When an Accident Becomes an Asset. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, let's read verse number 1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. Now drop down, if you would, to verse number 10. After he lists all of these specifics, he says, I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor, it is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. God doeth it, that men should fear before Him. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been, and God requireth that which is past. Father, I pray tonight that You would help us, Lord, to be able to just recognize who You are and how You work. And Lord, I don't have all the answers for why certain things happen. But Lord, I really want tonight for whatever said and done, for You to get the honor and glory for it. I pray that would be the case. Lord, we want You to be magnified. We want You in all of our lives to be able to look and to say that God is good. And God is good all the time. And Lord, I pray You'd help us with that for a few moments. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. Thank you for standing. I suppose that from a literal standpoint, everything probably does happen for a reason. There are cause and effects when it comes to natural law. The happenings of life could be natural, they could be willful, they could be medical, they could be accidental, they could be providential. There's a whole list of things on how that can happen. I've asked myself the question these past couple days, does God micromanage every part of that. Best I can read and best I can tell, good men disagree on the answer to that subject. Sometimes when a person falls off a roof, it's accidental. Now, if Santa Claus falls off of your roof, that's probably different. If a person contracts an infectious disease, that's medical. There's a cause and there's an effect. Islamic terrorists today claim that they behead Christians and it is willed by Allah or by God. Now, we don't believe at all that that is of God's doing. God has the ability to control, and God is sovereign, and God allows. But there are times when out of the flesh, sins arise in a situation like that that lead men to be out of control in anger, that lead men to pursue in passion, that lead men in pride or prejudice to make decisions. I'm glad that Romans chapter 8, verse 28 is in the Bible, aren't you? We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to His purpose. Many a person in a difficult strait has claimed the promise of that particular passage of Scripture. And I believe that God knows everything about us, and there are times in our life when God may allow certain things to take place. That's happened in your life. It's happened in my life. And I don't suppose that it is so that God can see evil happen to His people, but more so, I believe that so that through whatever trial, whatever problem, whatever difficulty, whatever circumstance it is that you face, that God can use that to bring good out of it. Whatever tragedies you faced in your life, God can bring good out of them. There are things that perhaps you faced and difficulties that you've been up against that perhaps have seemed unfair and uncertain. And yet God is able to turn those events and to use them for His glory. God has wisdom that we don't have. He has grace beyond our ability to understand, and God can take a tragedy and He can turn it into a triumph. God can take an accident and He can turn it into an asset. Now, girls over here on my right, I don't know what's so important that you need to deal with during church, but it'd be all right with me if you just listen for a few minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, life is full of random and unforeseen circumstances. We have experienced that in our personal lives, three of us that are in this room tonight. And there are sometimes unplanned incidents in your life as well. I have sat with people who have entered the holidays, they've entered Mother's Day or Father's Day without their loved one. And you didn't plan it that way. But God knew all about it. And the list goes on of challenges or difficulties or circumstances that we would face, but God uses those to bring His people through them and to point people to Him. And I'm thankful for that. I remember in the book of Job, where Job felt he had the right to know the reason what God was doing. And Job's, in fact, his friends and family felt they had the right, and they knew the reason. But Job, in his pride, God had to work on his heart to teach him that He simply wanted him to trust Him. I'm not here tonight with a theological lesson of any sort, but I do want to just perhaps share with you tonight that there are sometimes some things in your life that may not be planned and may seem difficult, but I'm glad that God knows all about them. Solomon in Ecclesiastes talks about the seasons of life, how that God is above all, and God is indeed at work in our lives. And I just want to share with you a couple things that the Lord has reminded me about in the last 48 hours, and maybe they would be personal in your life as well. Maybe that's not why you came tonight, but this is what the Lord's done in my life in the last couple days. Number one, I was reminded that God prepares. As you trust God and as you walk with Him, God is preparing us for what lies ahead for us. In October of this year, I had some repairs done to my truck. Some of them I'd put off for years, partly because they cost a lot of money. thousands of dollars I put into that vehicle, including stabilizing the front end and replacing the airbag sensors. I did not want to do that. In fact, I was frustrated when the technician recommended that they needed to be done. But I did them. And what I did not know is that God knew how important those repairs would be. In just a few weeks, my brother works for a manufacturing company that manufactures load stability equipment. They manufacture straps and chain binders and load bars and all kinds of things like that. I had him custom make me a while back a load bar to go in the back of my truck. I put that in there for one reason, to keep my four-wheeler from coming into the cab. And though I did suffer some damage to both the cab and the four-wheeler, I'm glad that it was there to keep it from being worse. Little did I know how important that would be, but God knew. Now that may seem small to you. You say, Preacher, what are you saying? I'm saying God watches over His children. He's always in the business of sharpening us and working on us and teaching us and growing us. And God is preparing us that we would trust Him. And as we serve Him, there's sometimes circumstances that are beyond our control, but they're never out of His control. And the Lord reminded me this week of the fact that He was preparing what He knew. Sometimes the question that we often ask ourselves is, why is this happening to me? And I don't know where that applies in your life. But you know what I found? We live in an imperfect world. The Bible says that it rains on the just and the unjust. And there are seasons, like Solomon spoke about, a season to mourn, a season to laugh. And the list goes on. You're going to have painful and uncontrollable circumstances and difficulties that come into your life. When we are tested, we are to trust. When we are tried, we are to still believe in God. And when it happens, God is interested in our response when there are things that are beyond our control, beyond our ability to explain. God wants to know, do I still love Him and trust Him? Number one, I was reminded that God prepares. Number two, I was reminded that God protects. Sometimes the tendency of the flesh is to think, but preacher, God could have prevented all of that. And I suppose that's true. God could have prevented a divorce that happens with two believers. God could have prevented your loved one from passing when they did. God could have prevented someone from getting cancer. And God could have done any of those things. But it allows us to be reminded in those seasons who God is and what God does. In this particular setting, I was reminded that God protects. Just a few minutes before 5 o'clock in the morning, on Monday morning, a man entered the interstate going northbound in the southbound lanes. The entire incident would happen in probably just a matter of seconds, but it was bathed in God's protection. My vehicle and the passengers and the cargo would probably weigh somewhere around 10,000 pounds. Moving at a highway speed, we were hit head-on by a mid-sized car. Everybody involved, including the driver of the other vehicle, survived. It is estimated that the kinetic energy of an impact like that is somewhere close to 530 pounds of force. That's a lot of weight. You know, I was reminded that only God can protect you. in some circumstances. See, 500 feet prior to where the impact took place, we crossed a bridge. The impact could have taken place on a bridge. A few feet down the road from where the impact happened, there was no guardrail on the southbound side. But God saw to all of that. And that guardrail kept my vehicle upright and ultimately became its resting position. If you've ever been in a vehicle accident, you recognize some of the challenges that come along with the recovery process of that. My truck took out over 10 guardrail posts, two of which came through the floorboard of the truck. And yet, everybody survived. You say, well, preacher, that's just luck. No. God knew better. And God knew all about it. Do I believe God allowed that accident? I do. Does it have an impact on you? Perhaps, maybe not. But I know this. God allowed us to get in probably the only vehicle of the three of us men that were there that could withstand that kind of an impact. I know that God allowed the site of the impact to be in a place where it wasn't worse. And the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 20, "For the Lord your God, it is He that goeth with you." And I was just reminded this week that God protects. Psalm 91 verse 11 says, "For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways." The truth of the matter is, there's times in your life when you felt vulnerable or you felt alone or you felt afraid or whatever the case may be, but God has promised to protect His children. Number one, God prepares. Number two, God protects. And then number three, God proves. You know, I've been learning as I've spent some time on the phone with insurance agents that God proves Himself, but He also proves you. And God proves everything that we just talked about, but the Bible says in verse 14 of this passage of Scripture, after Solomon has named all of these seasons, and I don't think he's really left much of anything out. In verse number 14, he said, "I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can take away from it, nothing can add to it, and God doeth it." And there are reasons and causes for why which the Lord acts, and the Bible never promises that you won't have struggle. Somehow we got this idea in the Christian life today that if we serve God, everything will go our way. But the Bible never promises that bad will never happen. The Bible never promises that you won't have difficulty. And outside of the will of God, there are some answers that we can seek. But inside the will of God, we know that God protects His children. And in moments of difficulty, God proves to all of us that He is sovereign and that He is in control. But God also proves whether or not we will trust Him. He proves whether or not we will submit to Him and whether or not we will serve to Him. I don't know in your life and in my life and every trial that comes our way how we would be tested and whether we would serve the Lord. But I do know that there are times in our life that cause us to shake, and that should cause our faith to be strong. There are times in our life when we may feel frustration, but we should still have faith in God. And when it's perhaps the simple answers, as I have walked through some of these questions in my own mind, I've found that through all of these, God's interested in two things: my growth and His glory. God wants me and you to grow when difficult things happen, and God wants the glory. And by the way, he deserves both of those. Because we grow when life hurts. Do you know that? Sometimes we grow the most when life hurts. And I guess if I could find a reason to that, I've begun to recognize that we start to pay attention to what's real. We start to pay attention to what really matters. And we start to pay attention to who we can trust. It's hard to realize when our pain is all around us, perhaps the Lord's working. But he is. And he's still in control. And maybe as you have served the Lord, some of you are seasoned in your Christian life. I promise you what you found out, that as you followed the Lord, you found that the Lord is faithful to you. I read a statement one time that said that every follower of Jesus knows the faithfulness of Jesus. Well, that's pretty good. I'm all right with that. Say, preacher, how do we know that's the case? Well, John chapter 9 helps us with that. In John chapter 9, there's a man that was born blind. Do you remember that story? And a lot of people ask a question. Why? Who did sin? The disciples ask, the Pharisees ask, and the answer that Jesus gave was, well, nobody sinned, but it is so that you can see who I am. And God allowed that in that man's life. And he healed the blind man so that all around him, people would know who he is. And sometimes God uses circumstances in your life to grow you so he'll get glory. You know what I found? That we're attracted to greatness. And we like it when God does good things. And so I stand tonight to say, as I said on Sunday morning, that all God's gifts are still the best. And they may come wrapped in a way that we wouldn't have chosen. And perhaps we'd rather not unwrap them. But when you face difficulty in your life, Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, my grace is sufficient for thee. And it is because my strength is made perfect in weakness. The flesh doesn't like that because we feel more secure when we're in control. But when I'm not in control, I have to trust someone else. I have to give over to the Lord, and I have to submit to him, and I have to allow him to do whatever he wants to do. And then the Lord proves what really matters in our lives. I read a story of a lady by the name of Marjorie Talcott who was married and had one child during the Great Depression. Somehow they managed to scrape by. But as Christmas came along, they realized they did not have any money for any presents. Marjorie and her husband were disappointed that they were not going to be able to provide presents not only for each other, but most certainly for their son. So they sat down with their six-year-old son named Pete, and they told him that there would be no store-bought gifts this year. And his dad said to him, I have a great idea. We can make pictures of all the gifts that we'd like to give each other, and we put those pictures under the tree. It was a busy week as they were trying to manage and as they put their hearts to work at that, and finally Christmas Day came. And they showed up around their scruffy little tree there in their small house that they had. And their tree was surrounded by all of these pictures. For their husband, there was a red speedboat and a black limousine. For the wife, there was a diamond and a fur coat. And for Pete, there was a tent for him to take camping and a swimming pool. And the time came for Pete to show the picture that he had drawn. And he pulled out that picture, and it was drawn in crayon. And there was a man and a woman and a boy. And they were holding each other, and they were laughing. And under the picture, there was one word, us. And they said many times, that was the most satisfying Christmas that they ever had. We do know that all things work together for good. And somehow, an accident can be an asset in faith and in our lives. And I don't know, as I said on Sunday morning, what kind of presence you will unwrap, figuratively speaking. But God gives the best presence. And when God grows us and He gets the glory, it's always best. I just wanted to share with you what the Lord did in my heart. And you pray with us as we still have a long way to go. I'm thankful that the men that were with me have not been injured to any great extent. There are injuries. And we're all in the service tonight when the results could have been much different. And for that, to God be the glory. Father, thank you for what you do in our hearts. And Lord, I don't know if this means anything to the hearers in the crowd tonight, but God sure means a lot to me. Lord, I sure am thankful that you love us and that you take care of us. And so, Lord, I pray that you would just, in our hearts, help us to be a people that reflect praise and glory back to you. And Lord, I pray that these simple thoughts tonight would strengthen us for whatever journey and whatever trials and whatever difficulties may lie ahead for each of us. And Lord, we sure are grateful for what you do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.